T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chad Chambers laying it down as he produces this show each and every day. We appreciate that. Time for the Syndio Twitter question, brought to you each and every day at this time by our friends at Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. All right, Shana, where are you going today?
Well, this will alienate non-Seinfeld people, but there aren't too many of them in the world, so I'm not going to really worry about it. Which Seinfeld-themed bowl could you really get behind? So a pretend bowl that is tied to Seinfeld. The Beefarino Bowl, the Marvel Rye Bowl, Festivus Bowl, or the Human Fund Bowl.
And you got to know your Seinfeld you do, a little bit, but that's okay.
And
that's okay.
Write-ins, of course, are welcome, and I only got 4 of them, so couldn't cover all of them. JP helped me out with the Kenny Rogers Chicken Bowl, the Urban Sombrero Bowl. And John probably nailed the best one, the Vandalay Industries Latex Bowl.
That's solid.
The Vandalay Industries was omitted from this. But so far, the Festivus Bowl is running away with it with 64%. Beefarino, of course, that was Rusty the horse being fed Beefarino by... Kramer, Beefarino Bowl is 14%. Marble Rye Bowl, Jerry stealing the Marble Rye from that little old lady, 12%. And the Human Fund Bowl, 10%, where George made up a charity in order to stay in the good graces of his boss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the real bowl, by the way, one thing that Army-Navy always nails, regardless of quality of the teams that they have, is their uniforms and the helmets. They, whether it's a throwback uniform or an aircraft carrier that's painted on the Naval Academy's helmets, or go to armynavygame.com and you can click on that and you can see the uniforms that they will have coming up this Saturday. I got to say, I rarely really care about Army, Navy, and the winter, but I almost always watch it if I'm not forced to do something else. I pretty much always give it a look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love the I really, really like the service academies. I'm... and I understand that some, they don't like the style of football, but I mean, to compete at this level, and you've got the Air Force Academy in the Mountain West, you've got Navy in the American. So, I mean, you're playing at a pretty high level of football. You got to do the best that you can with the types of athletes that you're getting. And so they're running systems that allow them to be as successful as possible because they're difficult to prepare for. It's hard to prepare for Navy in 1 week. It's hard to prepare for Air Force in 1 week. Now, maybe with 3 weeks, it's a little bit easier, but those guys they have the types of athletes that can flourish in that kind of system because there's an element of surprise and they play so atypically. But they play with such great energy and passion. There is so much a feeling of love of the game. And I don't mean to sound silly, but you got to go to a game at one of these places to understand it. It's a totally different thing. And it's really a cool thing, I think. It's fantastic for a lot of the reasons that Pete just outlined. Because you feel like you're seeing some of America's best. And while it may not be in a football sense, it may be the best of what we have to offer from a standpoint of serving our country, duty, all of these things that we should all hold dear to us, and that is very much exemplified by what these men and women, not necessarily in a football term, but men and women do at the service academies. It's incredibly, incredibly important and cool stuff. So, yeah, I like it. I like academy football.
At least every couple of years, those around here would have an opportunity to go not too far down the road and watch them play Tulsa. Navy,
right?
Anyway.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of the bowl schedule, the real bowls, not the Seinfeld themed bowls, there's one in 10 days. There's two in 10 days. Take that back. You got the Bahamas Bowl and the Frisco Bowl. So that'll kick off the bowl schedule on the 20th at 2 p.m. I'm assuming that's Eastern time. But anyway, sometime in the early afternoon, Buffalo and Charlotte in the Bahamas Bowl down in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, which is Utah State and Kent State. Kent State making an appearance in a bowl. How about the Flashes going to a bowl?
Yeah.
That'll be a night game in Frisco. And then the next day, oh, my God, there's seven of them. Seven? Is that seven bowls on the 21st? Oh, my God. Be still my beating heart. Because you know I'm a bowl guy.
Yeah.
And I love the bowls.
Well, there you go. You're going to have plenty of opportunity to love that.
41 of them or however many they are, but yeah. Yep, 41 bowl games this year.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so
Dan Israel coming up next. We'll shift our gears to the NFL.
I wonder if he thought the Chiefs got the benefit of some whistles the other day.
I probably did, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts that's a turnabout is fair play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. How's that pass interference call working out for the Patriots last year?
And the roughing the passer call.
Exactly. So anyway, we'll check about that with our Kansas City Chiefs insider, Dan Israel, coming up next. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.